Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Reverend Dr. Doris Doris. I'm the host of Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. And I greet you tonight in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is truly an honor and a pleasure to be here again for the Word of God. In a minute, I will have a song played and then a scripture and then a short prayer and then the introduction of our speaker, and then we'll have the woman of God to come and bring the Word of God. Hallelujah. It's not about me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it's all about Him. is all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's why we're on this line tonight. Hallelujah. We've come here tonight to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glorify him. Lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because where would we be without the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. So it's all about him. Glory, glory to the name of the Lord. This time I'm going to read the 100th Psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures to all generation. For the Lord is good. His mercy endures to all generation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this opportunity one more time, Lord, to come over the airway, Lord God, to proclaim your word, Lord God, and to glorify your name. Lord, we thank you for all you have done for us. We thank you for watching over us, for protecting us, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, you allow no harm or danger come unto us, God. Father God, even though all the things that are going in the world today, Lord, you still protect us. And, Lord, for that we just say thank you. Father God, I praise your holy name on tonight. We've come to worship the Lord on tonight. And, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for our speaker on tonight, Father God. Lord, I ask you to use in a mighty way, God. Such a woman of God, Lord God, I just ask that you pour out your fresh anointing upon, oh God. Father God, your word will go forth, Lord God. Father God, we just thank and we glorify you, for you are God Almighty, and besides you, there is no other. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' holy name, I pray and ask it all. At this time, I'm going to ask Sister Cynthia Hayes to come forth and to introduce our speaker on tonight. And then after she introduces the speaker, Evangelist Megan has asked me to sing her favorite song, and then I'll sing her song for her, and then the speaker will come on the line. Sister Hayes? I must have got the line open. Let's see. Sister Hayes?
Yes.
Okay, I had the wrong line open, sorry. Okay, you can introduce the speaker now.
Okay, praise the Lord, everybody. It is my pleasure and honor to present to you the speaker on tonight. She's an anointed woman of God who hungers after the word. She loves to share the word of God, the word and deed, meaning she is not only a hearer, but a doer also of the word of God, a powerful prayer warrior who loves to sing this song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. And those who know her or come in her contact with her can see the Jesus in her. And I call her a soft-spoken giant in the Lord. None other than my friend and sister in Christ, Minister Janet Meekin.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
What a beautiful introduction.
So I'm going to sing the song for you, Evangelist.
Thank you, darling.
And then I'll let you come in.
Okay.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hand in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory,
yes,
all the honor. Lord, I lift my hand in worship, and I bless your holy name. Lord, you are great, you do miracles so great.
Yes,
Lord, there's no like you, Lord, there is no one else like you, 'cause you deserve the glory and all the honor. Lord, I lift my hand in worship and I bless your holy name, for you deserve the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
all the honor.
Yes.
Lord, I lift my hand in worship, and I bless your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great. Lord, there's no one else like you. Lord, there is no one else like you. Evangeline, I turn over to you. Amen.
Thank you. Could you be asking to put it on mute? Put the phone on mute. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank the Lord on tonight. It's such a great privilege. I thank Dr. Dorsey first, and then I thank Cynthia for the beautiful, beautiful introduction that she gave on my behalf. Truly, I thank God, number one, for allowing me this opportunity, and it is such a great pleasure to be able that he feels that he could trust me with his word, to give his word to his people, because that's what it's going to take today for us to be able to survive in this world that we are living in today. So we thank God today, and I bless his holy name in the name of Jesus. I thank each and every one of you that are on the phone for making this sacrifice. I thank you, and I pray that God will bless you abundantly. Thank you, and I thank the Lord God again for this wonderful opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I will be talking about, really, to actually, my message is to encourage us as believers, because there's so many things that are going on in the world today, and it's so easily to become disheartened because of the things that you see and hearing. It's just unreal. Sometimes I have to ask the Lord, I can't believe I'm living in this time, to see all the things that are happening, things that never really happened before, not on such a mass scale as it is here today. And I say this because, really, even as believers, Christians, we find ourselves sometimes, we drift away from the Word of God and forget about truly what the Word of God has said in these days when they will come. So we have to be reminded. And I thank God because I myself try to make sure that I tune in to many things that is talking about God's Word and what's going to happen in a time like what we are living in now, because we don't know what to expect from one day to the next day. So we need to hear as much as possible, as well as the negative things, we need to hear a lot of positive things. And the only way that you and I can hear the positive things that are going on will have to come from the Word of God, from God himself, because there are so many things that are happening right now in the world. We got so much distraction that's going on. And this, we know, is the trick of the enemy also, so that he can make us lose focus and keep our focus off the Lord. We are so focused and concentrating on so much of the negativity that is going on that we will forget that there is a God, and that God is still fully, regardless how it looks, how crazy it may be, things people are saying and doing, God is still, and I'm not just saying lightly. I hear lately has been truly grabbing a hold of that like I've never done before with my walk of the Lord, as I've been doing here lately. I tell myself this over and over and during the course of the day. The things that I hear that are negative, I come back and I say, Lord, even with all this is happening, you are still fully in control. And we have to keep telling ourselves this so that we don't, become disheartened, because it's so easy for any of us, I don't care how much of a Christian we are, and we are listening to so many negativity that's going on in the world and so many things that are happening to people. I tell them more, because I just really just talk to him just like I'm talking right now, and I'll be talking out to him to let him know, you know, I know he know already, but he likes for us to be able to come in his presence and discuss things and talk to him, and that's what I usually do, and I say, Lord, I really just can't understand all the stuff that is going on. And I know, dear God, you have a plan. And the thing about your plan, we do not know what the plan is. We won't know unless you will reveal it. But, Lord, help us. And I'm going to give you some scriptures. Help us to trust you, that you know what you're doing, regardless how chaos it may look, that you are still fully in control. All you asking of us as believers to stand and continue to trust in you. Help us not to be moved so much by the things that we see with our natural eyes and with our natural ears, all the things that we are hearing. Let us tune some of that out and let us go into the Word and say, let's see what God is saying about such a time as this. What do I do? Where do I fit? How do I respond in such a time like this? What am I supposed to do? And I looked up several scriptures that I find so helpful. And the thing is that I believe God's word. And we have to get in that place that we really, not just reading, like Cynthia said, and just hearing it. We've got to really almost like eat this word daily so that you and I can be able to continue to walk in it and continue to look to God. I'm looking to God like I never looked to him before, because we are living in some desperate times, and we need to be encouraged. And God's word speaks of such times, and then he also speaks of how you and I, even in with the times as it is now, you still can have perfect peace. And I love that when he said that. We still, I don't care how chaos everything looks and going all out of control, God said we still can have peace in him. He said, I'm going to read a passage of scripture that says that we can lay down and have sweet, sweet rest. And I think that is so beautiful that we can have sweet rest. It's coming from Proverbs. Let me get it for you in a minute. Proverbs 3 and Proverbs 4. That he said that we can have sweet rest. And that's a wonderful thing to know. Even though with things going on, we can still have perfect rest in the Lord. And he said, and when you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. And that could only happen, especially in the world that we're living in today. It's going to take God to do that for us. But we're going to have to trust him and be in him, believe his word, and say, Lord, I'm believing what you said. I know you're a God that cannot lie. If you said it, it's going to happen. And all I have to do is take you at your word and just trust you completely. And he said, do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence, and I will keep your foot from being caught. Now, that's why it is so important, and I say this all the time, for us to trust in the word of God, to believe what he's saying in his word, and that we have to, and now, like I say, the way the world is going today, we truly need the word of God in order for us to be able to survive in this present world. There's many people that are falling away from the word of God. And I believe, as the Lord has pressed it upon my spirit, is because they are not believing the word of God. They are looking too hard at all the things that are happening in the world, and they're getting so caught up in it. And we have to stop. Yes, we got to know what's going on in the world. We need to know it for many reasons, for praying and everything. But God don't want you to get so wrapped up in it that it's pulling you away from him and away from the word that you and I can forget what the word has said. God said, pull me by my word. And when we go to the word and see what his word is telling us for such a time like now, we can stand on it because God is a man that cannot lie. If he said it, he is going to do it. I truly believe that with all my heart. I'm not just saying it because it's in the Bible. I truly believe the word of God. Even though I believe in the word of God, I trust his word, I still let you know I am not perfect. I'm not doing everything according to his word. And I'm very honest with the Lord, and I don't see no reason why not to be because he already know me anyway. So I know that I fall short of his word. But the one thing that I do not fall short of is that I believe him in spite of my shortcoming. I still believe his word 100% plus. And if I don't line up, or any of us, it's not nobody's fault but my own. I cannot blame the Lord because he said, I gave you the instruction for you to follow by and how to live by. So if we fail to do that, we have no one to blame but ourselves. And it's today, in this world, the way the world is going, it actually grieves my spirit. It brings tears in my eyes when I hear about so many people that are dying and dying and the way they are dying. It's just overwhelming sometimes. And I have to go back and I have to start talking to the Lord and remember what his words say. Find some scripture so that way it can feed our spirit man in us, because we don't want to become disheartened at all. We still want to trust God in spite of what is going on in this world. Now remember, I am the way, the God say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. That's coming from John 14:6. I am the way. Even though people don't believe that, many is not even, don't even hear that, they still thinking that they are out on their own, their way, and they're not listening what God is saying. He's saying, I am the way. There's no other way. Now, you can create another way, but it's not going to work out. If it goes against God and it's not what God wants us to do, that's why it's so important for us to ask, Lord, do you want us to do this, or do you want me to do this? Should I say this? Should I go here? Whatever, because he is, and he loves for us to come to him like a father and ask him for guidance and to help us when we don't. I mean, don't have to be waiting for anything big. At least the teeniest thing I have found out, God is so concerned about us. The smallest thing, you and I could come to him, and he'll take time out to answer us or show us the way. He has so many different ways to come to us. But you and I, if we have that relationship with him, and that means you have to be perfect and doing everything perfect, but you will be able to recognize when he is speaking and when he is leading you. I thank God so much. I really believe it started sometime last year, towards the end of last year into this year, how I have learned and still learning, because we have never learned at all. I appreciate the Holy Spirit like I never appreciated before. He is such a tremendous help, and especially now in my life, guiding me, helping me to remember things, bringing things back to my mind. He is a help in so many different places in our lives. He's there for us. He is real. It took me a long time to really grasp a hold of how the Holy Spirit truly works in our lives. But he is precious. I thank Jesus all the time for coming with the Holy Spirit. I thank him for saying when he left, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to leave you with a comforter that will lead and guide you unto all truth. And he is doing just that. If we want to be led, believe me, God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, I tell the Lord all the time, I need all three of you in my life to help me to be able to continue to do what is right, to keep me on this right path, because it's so easy to flip off. We have to be so mindful and so careful today, especially in the world that we are living in, because things are going it's just so out of control. First of all, I was saying to the Lord today, I don't even know who to trust anymore. I said, Lord, other than you, as far as the world is concerned, because when we being able to trust other people, we find out they are starting to turn and going in different directions. So we're really in a place right now that we have no choice but to turn to God for everything. We have heard it said many, many times before, and I believe all of us, including myself, have taken that lightly. But I see today that I really, really have to call on the name of the Lord to help me and to direct me and give me direction. And we all today need the direction from the Lord. He also said in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 2, 5, and through 7. Verse 2 says, "For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law." Now, they got all kinds of laws in this world. But we need to make sure that we are following the laws of God, his law, because we know it is perfect, and it will not mislead us or the world. Some of it, I won't even say they mislead, a lot of it's intentional. But God will not do that. It's his word and his commandments and his laws say do this or don't do this. You and I can take him truly at his word. Verse 5 through 7 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." And that is so absolutely the truth. And today, in the world that we are living in, we cannot no longer, ladies and gents, if any gentlemen is on the phone, we cannot take things lightly anymore, brushing things aside, because things are happening around us, and we need to be aware. We need to know where to go, what to do, who to turn to. It is so important that we continue to follow after the Lord. And we need to, as many people that you can talk to or come in contact with, to get the word out to them how they are living in a time right now that the word should become desperate for each and every one, even the non-believers need to hear the word of God, to know this is your only way. He is the way. I don't care how many people go other ways. He is the truth. I don't care how many times people say things over and over and make it sound like it's the truth. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, you need to examine that very carefully. And he truly is our life. Without him, we wouldn't have any life, saved or non-saved. We all need the Lord. He said, "Do not fret because of the evildoers," and we are surrounded with that today, "nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." Trust, he says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desire of your heart. And verse 7 says, rest. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently, and that's where we are today, for him. Do not fret because of him who prospered in his way. They will soon, the Lord said, be cut down. Do not fret. It only causes harm. So we have to trust God in spite of what we don't understand. We're saying, Lord, truly, and there's nothing wrong with letting him know, that you don't understand. I don't understand. I don't know why such and such a thing is happening. Why are you not doing this? All these questions. And that's fine with the Lord. But you and I got to get to the point, even with all the question, all the not understanding, to let him know, God, in spite of all of that, I wish I did know, I had a clearer understand how everything's going to turn out, but I don't. But one thing for sure, I am so thankful, regardless how bad everything is, I am so thankful that you are still, I harpers on that, you are fully in control, fully. It looks like you're not in control, but that's just what it looks like. But we got to know from within us, regardless how things turn out or how it may wind up being, and true, it's sad, many people losing lives and everything. I mean, everything you can name is happening to today. It is enough if you're not strong in the faith, and when I say strong in the faith, being strong in the Lord and really trusting him. Not because we're a person, because we're doing everything right, but I'm saying I know the one I'm serving is person. So I have a choice. It's up to me whether I want to follow him or not. So we all have that choice. We can't blame God when if things turn out the way you think it shouldn't have turned out. Well, you have to examine yourself and say, well, was I doing this or was I doing that, what God told me to do, at least trying to do some of it? You have to ask yourself, and maybe this is the reason why such and such a thing is going this way. One thing for sure, I remember Deke Copeland, who passed away. I love that man because he was such a man of God. I'll never forget him saying one time many, many years ago, he said, if you see things that are not working and you saying you following the word of God, he said you better check yourself out because for sure it is not God because God don't make no mistakes. And that is so true. That stuck with me in my early walk with the Lord. It's very true. So if I think I'm doing all the right thing and it's not, things are not working out the way I want it to or I think it should be, then I need to go back to the word of God and get a better understanding. Maybe I'm expecting it to happen quicker because we are people. We all know that. I can truly say that by myself. We are impatient. We just don't. I know myself I am, and I'd be praying all the time, Lord, help me. Help me with my patience. So that a lot of times is what happens with us. We don't wait on the Lord so that he be able to do what is necessary. Again, he says, for evildoers shall be cut off, even though it may not look like it today, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked, now mind, he said in a little while, God's time, we know that, doesn't line up with our time. So in a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. We don't know what God is doing right now and the things that we're seeing and everything looks like it's chaos and everybody's just running all over the place. I always say it looks like they're running all over the place like roaches all over. They don't know where to go, what to do. But you and I, we do have this solid rock in the Lord Jesus Christ. Even when you and I become anxious, and I know I do, that we can calm down and know that Jesus Christ is our rock. We could find that comfort in him. Psalm 27, 5 and 6 said, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. I believe this word that God is saying. I just have to make sure that I'm lining up with the word of God. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I do know for sure, and I believe that each and every one of you here on the phone can truly say that God is faithful. He would do exactly what he says he would do. God also said, you are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. because that's the only thing you and I have to stand on today is God's word. Everything else is just falling apart and it's just going whatever way it wants to go. He said, depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word, that I may live. And that's exactly what you and I have to do. Ask the Lord to keep us. Help us, Lord God. Allow us not to slip too far out that we lose our steps in him. And Psalm 126 I like because it says, it is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law, dear Lord, as void. We can look around us today and see for ourselves that people are truly thinking there is no God. They believe they are really out on their own to do whatever they want, whatever they feel, and so many innocent people are getting caught up in this, and it makes us stop and have to ask, you know, where is God? But you got to remind yourself and remember that God, as I said earlier, regardless how bad it may be, you and I have to know we have to stand on his word, his way, and his truth, and he is the life. We cannot be moved by the things that you and I see and hear. Yes, we need to know what's going on in the world and the things that's going on around us. And because of that, we have this place that you and I could go to, or even with all the stuff that's happening, and we can run to the Lord. That's why I love Proverbs 10:18 that says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it, and they are saved. But all these scriptures, we got to really take it and actually eat it. And we got to constantly, and I found that out to be true. I used to, in my early walk, I asked the Lord in Psalm 1 when he talked about meditating day and night. I remember asking him, God, we have to do it both day and night. How about if I just do it in the day, during the day, in the morning, and don't do it at night? But I have found out for myself why God says day and night and everything in between. You and I can see right now today, saints, that we need to meditate on the word of God. Because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves back up against the wall, hearing and listening to a whole lot of stuff that's not going to do us any good. We need the Lord Jesus Christ, and I say this over and over, that more than we ever needed him before. I don't know how long we're all going to be here, but every day that we wake up after thanking God for allowing us to be here to see another day, I will thank God also. I always thank him every day because I'm up in age and God is still keeping me in my right mind, keeping my husband the same way. We don't remember a lot of things, but I have no problem, as I tell people that all the time. I say, as long as God wakes me up every day and I know I'm awake, I look over and I know that's Bill Lane next to me, I know who I am, I say, God, be the glory. I thank you. I don't care if I can't remember nothing else. I thank you that I know who I am. He know who I am. So it's such a blessing. I'm learning how to appreciate every little thing that God does. Yes, other people may be doing and blossoming and doing everything and just everything going wonderful, and that's beautiful, beautiful. But you and I got to learn how to appreciate where we are and our walk with the Lord. God made all of us different, and he's given gifts. He said each one according to what we are able to handle. So I learned that. I understand that. I don't have to worry about what somebody else has or how much they have. I can just be thankful and appreciative where I am, and most of all, my relationship with the God. That I can truly appreciate, and I truly, truly, truly do. He's still working on me because, believe me, I said as long as I still got breath in my body, I know I need God to continue to be in my life. I don't know where I would be without him. He is my everything. He truly is. I learned this. It's not just because it's been preached to me. I had to learn this from experience. And God deliberately did that for me. He had to separate me so I could learn of him, know him for myself, not just by hearing, like the young lady said. I had to learn to know that it's not just some words in a book. This is the word of God for our life. There's good things in here, and there's bad things that have happened. Both of them is for us to learn about so that you and I can avoid making these same mistakes that some of the people have made back during that time. God loves us so much through Jesus Christ. I thank God so much for Jesus and for what he has done for us, and I thank him for every day that he allowed us to live. We have to take one day at a time. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his peace. And remember, I came across this, and I don't remember who I came across with this, that said peace isn't a strategy or a diplomatic move or a negotiation. It is Jesus. And that is absolutely the truth. The peace of God comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's no other way. And it's the only way, as Psalm 14:27 say, the only way you and I can have peace, it has to come from the Lord Jesus Christ. The world give it and the world take it back, but not God. Whatever he gives us, unless we have to do something off there for him to withdraw himself like he did with Saul, and my heart went out to him. But I know why he was so miserable. I mean, just think about if God removed himself from us, out of our lives. I sympathize with him because we would be miserable without the Lord on our side, even though we still mess up and make mistakes. I thank you on tonight. Pray that I didn't keep you too long. I thank the opportunity that Dr. Dorsey asked me at this time to speak. I thank God for each and every one of you that's on the phone, for your patience and everything. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to close out. And I just want to say this one line, because and that's something I say every morning. I really sing every morning to the Lord when I finish praying. I said, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, dear Lord. Father, in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus, truly, Lord God, I pray that I've done what you has given me the instruction how to do it. I pray that you, first of all, God, will be glorified. I thank you, Lord God, for the ones you have allowed to be here on the line, dear God, to hear your word. Bless them, dear God. Help them. Help me. Continue to help us, Lord God. I know you will not give up on us. Help us to follow after you. Give us the direction we need to stay on this pathway that would lead to you. Thank you, God, for being such a great God in our life through Jesus Christ. We are so grateful to you. We love you, dear Lord God, through Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, I do pray and give thanks for each and every one of you on this line. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Truly, we thank God for this night. We truly thank God for the word on tonight. We thank him for using Evangelist Meekin to bring us a word of encouragement during this time. We truly thank God for Sister Hayes for doing the introduction. And we truly thank God for all of you that are on the line tonight. I know that you were blessed by the word of God on tonight. We truly thank God for his encouragement. We truly thank God that he is a faithful God and that we can trust him. And those were some of the things that Evangelist said. We can trust him. He is faithful, and he's still in control. So we truly thank God for that. And I won't go in if I don't like to come behind the minister once the word has been preached. I don't like a lot of stuff. I just want to meditate on the word of God. So I say thank you so much, Evangelist Meekin. I appreciate you coming on the line tonight and bringing the word.
I pray
we'll get I get the opportunity again to ask you to come back again. And is Deacon Meekin online? Is he next to you?
I don't think
he is. He next to you? No.
No, he's
downstairs. He wants to say something. Oh, okay. Okay.
I think he's downstairs. He's not on the
okay.
line. I told him he could come on it, but I don't think he's on there.
Okay. Well, I won't hold you any longer, and I won't hold anybody else any longer. But next Friday night, and I have worship service every Friday night from 7 p.m., we will have Elder Betty Brown from Bible Way of Atlas Road Church here in Columbia. She will be our speaker for that night. And then we'll have some other speakers for the rest of the month. But again, I thank you so much for coming, and I thank everyone else for being on the line. And we pray your blessing in the Lord and know that God loves us all.
Yes.
And that he is still in control of everything.
Still
all we
control.
Have to do, as she said, is trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him.
That's
and
right.
know that he is faithful. So
that's
I say
right.
good night to everyone, and thank you so much once again.
God bless you.
God bless you all.
Good night.
Good night.